Presently, he addressed me.
Your name, little girl?
Jane Eyre, sir. In uttering these words, I looked up. He seemed to me a tall gentleman, but then I was very little. His features were large, and they and all the lines of his frame were equally harsh and prim.
Well, Jane Eyre, and are you a good child?
Impossible to reply to this in the affirmative. My little world held a contrary opinion. I was silent.
Mrs. Reed answered for me by an expressive shake of the head, adding soon, "Perhaps the less said on that subject, the better, Mr. Brocklehurst."
Sorry indeed to hear it. She and I must have some talk. And bending from the perpendicular, he installed his person in the armchair opposite Mrs. Reed's.
"Come here," he said. "Do you know where the wicked go after death?"
"They go to hell," was my ready and orthodox answer.
"And what is hell? Can you tell me that?"
"A pit full of fire."
"And should you like to fall into that pit and be burning there forever?"
"No, sir."
The children looked up into the broad leafy boughs of the tree. They felt tremendously excited. The faraway tree in the enchanted wood. Oh, what magic there seemed to be in the very names.
"If only we could climb up," said Joe longingly.
"You must never do that," said the brownies at once.
"It's dangerous. We must go now, but we do thank you.
If you ever want us to help you, just come into the enchanted wood and whistle 7 times under the oak tree, not far from our toadstools."
"Thank you," said the children. And they stared after the 6 small brownies as they ran off between the trees. Joe thought it was time to go home, so they followed the little men down the narrow green path until they came to the part of the wood they knew. They picked up their basket and went home, all of them thinking the same thought.
"We must go up the faraway tree and see what is at the top."